You have chosen to listen to this file because there is something you wish to change or want to experience. And these things can be changed and experienced if you are committed to listening and going into trance. So go ahead and get comfortable if you still need to do so. And when you're ready, you can just allow yourself to relax. Let's start to enter a nice, deep hypno sleep by slowing down your breathing. Just take a nice, deep breath in, hold it for a second, and then let it out. And as you take another deep breath in, it's almost as if you're breathing in relaxation and then breathing out any tension or worries you may have. Just continue to breathe so deeply, letting it relax you further and further. As you continue to breathe so deeply, yet also so nice and easy, in a way that feels comfortable to you, you will discover that the more you listen to my words, the more you can relax so easily during this process. As you relax into a nice trance, you will feel how comfortable your body has already become. Go ahead and shrug your shoulders, letting go of any remaining tension that may remain. And one more time, just shrug your shoulders, and then feel that wave of relaxation spread throughout your body. You may even feel a bit numb, as if you are unable to move, but that is perfectly normal as you experience this deep hypnosleep, though you may still move if needed to stay comfortable. Relax now and feel how heavy your body is starting to feel. You can sense how your feet are starting to get heavy, and yet it's such a nice, comfortable feeling. That heavy feeling spreads up your legs. You can feel it. And as you do, you find it so nice to tune out everything else and focus on my words as they help you to relax. My words taking you deeper, and any other sounds you hear simply allow you to go deeper. And you feel yourself getting deeper as your whole lower body feels so heavy and comfortable now. As that sensation spreads up your stomach, your back, your chest, you again focus on that deep breathing, finding that perfect rhythm that is just so comfortable for you, breathing in relaxation and letting out any tensions or worries. Each nice deep breath taking you deeper, each nice breath out helping you let go. And as you relax, you feel it spreading down your shoulders and arms. Your arms and hands and fingers so relaxed and heavy now. And I wonder, will it be the words I say to help you relax, or those deep comfortable breaths, or maybe even something else that ultimately leads you into a deep trance? Perhaps you are already starting to recall another pleasant hypnotic experience, or perhaps you realize that this really isn't any different than a daydream where you allow your mind to just wander. It's such a calm feeling, knowing that you can relax your body this deeply. And if your body can feel this relaxed, then surely you can relax your mind this deep as well. And you may be so focused on my words that it's just easy to do as they suggest, or you may be aware that other thoughts continue to drift in and out of your mind. Either way is perfectly normal, so you can realize now that there is no need to try. You can just let trance happen in the way that works best for you, as you let your mind and body relax more, drifting further and further down, 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 into a deep hypnosleep. So let's count down now from 10 to 1, knowing that you can relax deeper with every number, and when we reach 1, you can go deeper than you have ever gone before. 10, letting each number guide you down into a more comfortable state. 9. A state of relaxation, and it feels so good to just relax. And anytime I say the word relax, you find it easy to relax further into that nice relaxation. 8. And as that relaxing wave washes over you, you will feel yourself drifting deeper anytime I say the word deeper. So just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into relaxation, as I suggest going deeper. 7. The more you relax, the better you feel. 6. And the better you feel, the more you relax. just drifting down, down, down into that deep hypno sleep. 5. Tuning out everything else but my words. All that matters right now is letting go and relaxing deeper. 4. The deeper you go, the better you feel. 3. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. 2. Deeper and deeper into relaxation now. 1. Down into a nice, deep, hypno sleep. And every time you hear me say or see me write the phrase, deep, hypno sleep, you instantly return to this wonderful place even more quickly and deeper than ever before. And if you hear me say or see me write, deep, hypno sleep, while you are already headed towards trance or in trance, then you simply drift down deeper and deeper into relaxation, each time deeper than the last, relaxing so comfortably and going so deep whenever I say or write the phrase, deep, hypno sleep. Letting your subconscious mind remember all as your conscious mind drifts off now. If there is ever an emergency where you need to wake up to protect yourself or others, you can wake up immediately. Otherwise, you can continue to relax. Though if this session should get interrupted for any reason, you will wake up feeling so refreshed, and even if you do not remember everything we have discussed, you will remember how much you enjoyed it, and how much you look forward to the next time you can listen to this file and relax. Right now, I know that you can go even deeper than you already are, and it is so very simple to do this. In a moment, I will count to 3, and on the count of 3, you will open your eyes. It may be hard, but you can open them just a little on 3. Then, when I say the words, deep, hypnosleep, you will close your eyes and go 10 times deeper, going 10 times further into relaxation. Each time I have you close your eyes again when I say that phrase, deep hypno sleep. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes. Deep hypno sleep. That's right, just letting them close and going 10 times deeper now. And again, 1, 2, 3. Let those eyes open. Deep hypno sleep. Close your eyes now, 10 times deeper again. And one more time. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, even if just a little. Deep hypno sleep. Going 10 times deeper, 10 times further into relaxation. And your eyes feel so relaxed now, so heavy, that you simply cannot open them again. Give it a try for just a few seconds. Feel that as long as you keep them relaxed, that they will feel so heavy, and you simply cannot open them. So go ahead now and stop trying, and just allow those eyes to relax deeper again. It feels so good to relax more and more. It feels so amazing to just drift down deeper. It is so easy to shut off everything else and just focus on my words. Your conscious mind may drift off, but your subconscious absorbs every word I say. And you know you are listening to this file because you want to listen to this file. And because you want to listen to this file, you want to do as my words suggest. And because you want to follow through on your goals or new experiences, you let yourself relax deeper than you have ever been before. Completely giving in to my words and letting go. Letting go and going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Letting go and drifting down, down, down into that deep hypno sleep. And as you drift down, you become more receptive to new ideas and experiences, ready to learn things in a way that's right for you. It becomes easier and easier to see things from a new perspective. The deeper you go, the more you can experience these desires in a way that's right for you, allowing you to enjoy all the positive results that are possible when you let go and allow your mind to be molded towards the goals, changes, and perhaps even fantasies that you wish to experience. You find that it is so easy to believe that your goals are within reach. The experiences you want to feel are within reach. You find that you can easily trust in my words as they guide you, motivate you, instill new desires inside of you, and strengthen existing desires. And even as you continue to listen to what comes next, you'll find that each word continues to relax you, continues to take you down deeper and deeper as you let go and allow my words to reach your subconscious mind, because that is where true change can happen, and you want and need to experience these changes. And as you drift down deeper, I want to tell you a story that will take you even further into relaxation. See if you can follow along, and if not, you can simply allow your mind to tune out as you drift further down into that deep hypnosleep. There was a fitness model by the name of Mr. Wright. He also boxed on the side and had a mean left hook which left his opponents down for the count. It always felt so right when he exercised, and he'd write everything down with his right hand in the progress book he kept to the left of a weight bench at home. One day he left his home to go right to the gym, but he left his progress book and had to remember to write everything down when he returned. He hoped he remembered his stats right because it felt so right to work hard, and he always left the gym feeling such a good burn in his muscles that also felt so right. Back home he went right to the progress book that he left to the left of his weight bench to write everything down, and it felt so right to be focused on his goals. He also remembered to write down everything he had consumed because he knew the right foods at the right times were key to having his ideal body. As he thought back again to his workout, Mr. Wright knew there were no excuses left, because working out the right way, with the right form, the right techniques, and the right mix of strength training and cardio left him feeling as if he could conquer any goal he had left. As he looked to the left into a mirror in his room, he saw the progress he was making confirmed he was on the right path, which left him feeling confident and ready to tackle the goals he had left. So he grabbed the progress book he kept to the left of his weight bench to write down the goals he had left because it felt so right. And now that he had nothing left to write today, and knew that he had done everything right to meet the day's goals, Mr. Wright realized there was nothing left to do for the day except let his mind relax, because that also felt so right. And I know you too can relax deeper. And that's why in a moment, I will say a verb that relates to fitness and nutrition. And when I do, you will go 50 times deeper, 50 times more relaxed, 50 times further into a nice, deep trance. Lift. That's right, 50 times deeper now. No more thoughts of your own lift, just simply focusing on my words, because that is what feels so right. Just as it feels so right when you eat a nutritious meal and take your fork so that you can lift your favorite protein to your mouth. Just as it feels so right to work out at home or in the gym, even getting to lift. And just as it feels so right as I help you to lift your levels of motivation, perseverance, and dedication to your goal. As you drift deep into trance, deeper down, down, down into that relaxing deep hypnosleep, you find it so easy to just let your conscious mind drift away as we focus on your subconscious desires. Deep down, you have wanted to improve your body. You have wanted make that needed to get healthier and stronger. And you know that one of the best ways to motivate yourself when working on your dream body is to use my hypnosis to help you enjoy working out more and to enjoy eating right. You know that even if you are already strong and fit, that this hypnosis is a powerful way to keep you motivated as you maintain that body. But if you do listen to my files, knowing that you have work to do, whether you are just getting into or back to a healthier lifestyle, or are a bodybuilder wanting to take his physique to the next level, you know and accept that even working towards your goal is such a positive way to show your body love and to show yourself love. You understand that when my hypnosis encourages you to desire and work on achieving a dream body, that it is simply a way to motivate you to either get started or to get you pushing yourself just a bit more so that you can get closer to the goals faster. But no matter where you are on that journey, it will always be enough to be working on your goals. You know and accept completely that as long as you are working on improving your health and fitness, that you can feel so good, so wonderful, for you are taking action. And you know that even if it's a slow, bumpy road, that you can still be so happy as long as you keep trying and keep going down that path. For you will make progress as long as you do stay on that path of a healthier lifestyle, where you eat the right foods at the right times and work out more often, as long as you are healthy and able. You know that it's best not to judge your results based on things like weight, and that using a tape measure or the fit of your clothes will be better indicators of your progress. You may also choose to take photos every couple of weeks to better see your results. And you know that there are other signs you are experiencing positive results of being healthy as well, such as if you have more energy for the day, or find yourself in a better mood more often. And that's why you know that as long as you love your body by making healthier choices and working towards fitness, that you will also love your progress. And as we work on helping you to love your progress, I want you to repeat the following phrases after me, out loud or in your head. I love making healthy choices. I love becoming more fit. I show love to my body by eating right. Eating right makes me feel terrific. I show love to my body through exercise. Working out makes me feel amazing. I show love to my body by drinking water and by making sure I get enough sleep. Doing these things help me be more confident. Doing these things help me improve my mood. I show love to myself by focusing on the positive. And by not dwelling on mistakes. A setback will not set me back. For I am determined to be healthy and fit. And if I ever need time to heal, my mind remains so committed to this. I show love to myself by acknowledging progress. Knowing that every step in the right direction counts. Even if it takes time to achieve my goal. I find that just working on my goal feels so good. Working out and eating right make me happy. And I enjoy all the positive benefits of this lifestyle. For I love making healthy choices. And I love being more fit. That's right. Now just listen as those words sink in. You love making healthy choices and working towards becoming or staying fit. Those healthy choices may include consuming the right amount of protein and healthy fats for your goal, and choosing natural whole foods over any foods that are overly processed. Those healthy choices can include drinking plenty of water and getting enough sleep. Those healthy choices can include working out as long as you are healthy and able. And when you do work out, you always make sure to use proper form and the right techniques to maximize the results of your effort and keep you safe from injury as you work towards your goal. And simply working towards your goal will be enough for you to feel so very happy about the progress you are making as you enjoy all the positive benefits of a healthier, fitter lifestyle, such as energy, confidence, and feeling good. In fact, I want you to go down right now into your happiest memories. Find the memory that makes you the happiest, the thought that makes you smile. Remember the laughter, the joy, the euphoria. Now feel that happiness increase twice as much. So very happy. Feel it relaxing your body and filling it up with pleasure. It doubles again, 4 times stronger now, starting to feel so very good right now, starting to feel a buzz building in your brain. And now feel it 10 times as intense. Feel it washing over you now. This is how good it feels just to be working on your goals. This is how good it feels to put in the effort to make progress. Be it lifting, cardio, eating healthy, or even taking time to listen to my motivational hypnosis. You might want to be the best, and that's perfectly fine if you do. Keep pushing yourself to be better. But no matter your goal, allow yourself to also just be happy to be improving your level of health and fitness. If you ever need time to rest or heal, you can do so and still feel so good about your body and your progress. Even if it means it takes longer to reach your ideal result, you know that you will still get there sooner if you allow proper time to recover than you would if you pushed yourself and damaged your body further. You know that if you become ill or injured, that you need to show your body love, and you can do that by giving it the time it needs to recover. And even if you do need to take a pause from some or all exercise due to injury, you will still do what you can to be healthy, such as eating whole, natural foods. And even if you are healthy, you do what you can to give your muscles the time they need to repair damaged tissue and allow protein to synthesize. That's why you know it can be good for beginners to alternate whole body strength or resistance training with cardio or rest days, and why it is often recommended that more advanced routines alternate muscles or muscle groups with each other or rest days. For example, chest, shoulders, and triceps one day, legs the next, back and biceps the following, a rest day, and then repeating. Of course, this is just one example, and you can work on discovering what works best for you and your goal. But you simply know that it is so important to give your body and muscles time to heal if needed, and time to rest as it grows stronger, and perhaps even bigger. That's why it's also so important to get enough sleep, preferably on a regular schedule, as you allow your body the time it needs to rest that it so deeply needs. And if you have a day where you miss your workout, you know that instead of beating yourself up about it, you can instead look at it as a rest day, and wake up the next day so ready to work out again. In general, you will crave eating the right foods at the right times for your goal. But if you do need to curb a craving, you simply remember that it's all about moderation. Perhaps you can find a healthier substitute that fills your craving and helps you to feel full. Or perhaps you just have a small indulgence. You know that it's better to allow yourself a small treat once in a while than to torture yourself until you end up having a binge. Should you slip up and have a binge, you simply know that it means to try and do better the next time, choosing from whole and natural foods whenever you can, forgiving your body lean proteins and healthy fats from natural sources, as well as fruit and plenty of vegetables, is one of the best ways to love your body as you give it all the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients it needs. And because you also need water, you find yourself choosing water more and more often over other beverage choices. It simply feels so good to love your body. Should you slip up with your diet and give in to cravings, you can consider it a cheat day and start eating healthy again the next time. When you allow yourself to view a missed day of exercise or eating too much as a rest day or cheat day, it allows you to still feel like you are on your fitness or nutrition plan. You know that you will need to then get back to working out and eating right, for this line of thought does not mean you can skip or cheat all the time. But what it does mean is that you do not beat yourself up for feeling like you have fallen away from your goal, for instead you will take the attitude that you are still on track for your goal, you are still on your plan. And it will feel so good to know that even if you do have an occasional unintended rest or cheat day, that you are still so committed to your goal of achieving a healthier, stronger body. And if you do happen to be at your ideal physique, then maintaining your health and level of fitness. And you know it feels so good to know that as long as you are staying positive and doing what you can to work on your goals, from taking time to heal if needed to pushing yourself if you are able, that you can be so happy that you are working on that goal and making an effort towards progress. And you love your progress. What's more, repeat after me, out loud or in your head. I love making healthy choices. I love becoming more fit. I show love to my body by eating right. Eating right makes me feel terrific. I show love to my body through exercise. Working out makes me feel amazing. I show love to my body by drinking water and by making sure I get enough sleep. Doing these things help me be more confident. Doing these things help me improve my mood. I show love to myself by focusing on the positive. And by not dwelling on mistakes. A setback will not set me back. For I am determined to be healthy and fit. And if I ever need time to heal, my mind remains so committed to this. I show love to myself by acknowledging progress. Knowing that every step in the right direction counts. Even if it takes time to achieve my goal. I find that just working on my goal feels so good. Working out and eating right make me happy. And I enjoy all the positive benefits of this lifestyle. For I love making healthy choices. And I love being more fit. Let those words soak into your subconscious as you just listen now. You know that every day is a new day to do your best. You know that every meal or hunger pain is a chance to be your best as you choose what foods and drinks will be the best ways to show your body that you love it. And you want to show a love by giving it all the healthy essentials that it needs. You know that every chance to choose between working out or being lazy is a chance to show your body how much you love it. And you want to show your body you love it by choosing to give it the energy and strength that it deserves. You know now that a setback is just a minor change in your plans, and that you can still be so positive and focused, for you are still on track. You are still on the right path. You simply need to keep putting forth the effort, and you will see progress. But even if you need to take time to heal, you know doing that is still a way to show your body love, as long as you keep up that drive to return to action whenever you regain the ability to do so. And as you wake up, you will feel so grateful for this session, and will know that my hypnosis is always worth investing in, as long as you choose the files that are right for you. For taking the time to relax and to focus on visualizing your goals and motivating your mind are other ways that you can show yourself some love. And it feels so good to show yourself some love by taking time to relax, by motivating your mind, and by getting so ready to work on that body. It feels so good, so right to show your body love. It feels so good, so right to show your mind love. It feels so good, so right to show yourself love. For you are putting in the effort to achieve your goal, even if that goal is simply to maintain what you have already achieved. And as long as you can do this, you can feel so good about yourself and about the progress you are making. If you haven't put in any effort yet, then you know that this and my other files will motivate you to start putting in the effort. And it feels so good to allow yourself to become more and more motivated as all your desires start to build up towards action. And if you are working on that goal, then you can love your progress. For even as I talk in my files about achieving that dream body, you know that it is simply a good way to motivate yourself, because you want so much to achieve those things. But deep down you know that what really matters is that you are getting healthy and strong. And it feels so good to know this, and to allow yourself to love your progress. So go ahead, experience all the positive results of a healthy, fit lifestyle. Benefits such as energy, confidence, and happiness. As you learn to simply enjoy everything about this lifestyle, and to love the progress that you have made, will make, and are making. You love making healthy choices. You love being fit. And by showing your body love, you will see progress that you can, will, and do love. So go ahead now and accept it deep down. You might want to make changes, but deep down, you love who you are, especially when you are making changes to be healthy and stronger. And it feels so good, so amazing, to love your progress. In a moment, I will wake you up. And when you wake up, you will know that you have changed, either having enjoyed new experiences, or having enjoyed training for your goals. And everything about how you have prepared yourself to experience these things, or to meet these goals, will feel absolutely right. As if you have learned something new that has helped shape you towards your destiny. It is as if everything we discussed was simply meant to be, and that any results from this session are simply the results that were meant to be. Everything about this session will feel completely natural and right, and be accepted completely by your conscious mind in a way that's just right for you. You know that the more you listen to this file, the more true these things become. And you enjoy listening to this file because it always makes you feel so good. Anything you experience during this session will feel so real as I wake you up. And any training will stay with you in your subconscious mind as you work towards your goals and your desires, knowing that these are the goals or desires that you want to make true, and that my hypnosis can help make true. Working on these goals and desires make you feel so good, and listening to my hypnosis always fills you with pleasure. And you are so grateful that I am helping you along on the path you are destined for, and helping your dreams and goals to come true. So as I count you up from 1 to 5, you will begin to come to, but you may choose to stay in hypnosis until you are ready to exit if you have the time. If you do not have the time, you can simply either wake up to full awareness if you have more to do, feeling refreshed with the energy you need to do those things. Or you may wake up feeling so relaxed and ready to drift off to sleep if it's your bedtime. 1. Feeling so thankful for the session we just had together. 2. Subconscious remembers all, your conscious mind remembers what it can in a way that's just right for you. 3. Starting to gain back feeling as you come to. 4. Feeling so amazing about our work together. 5. Now drift off to sleep if it's bedtime, or wake up if you have more to do.